I'm talking to one person, and that's one person only, and that's Megan Thee Stallion. And I want you to know, Megan, not only do I want you, but I need that. You understand? I need that, and I'll suck on your ass like a goddamn neck bone, motherfucking pig's foot. I need that. I want that. And baby, just take a little time and come and visit Backbeaters University. And I introduce you to some shit you ain't never seen before.
Yeah, it's the Real Riders from the Riders Live Podcast, tapping in to Queen and King Germ with the best show on the planet, Brocast.
Hey, what's going on, man? This is a Trucker's Mind Podcast out of California. I'm currently at work, so if you hear a bunch of shit in the background, it's the truck. Anyways, man, shout out to you guys for being the elder statesman in that space. I just wanted to give you guys some love. I'm listening to episode 496. One of the guys on there is talking about how he likes hairy vaginas. I totally disagree, man. I do not want a whole afro in my mouth while I'm trying to eat some pussy. I do not want to be licking Julius Irving afro while I'm trying to have sex. It's not going to work. But anyway, great job. Keep going. Keep doing your thing, man, and God bless you guys. Later.
It's MJ Money 9S. A bitch, I might be. I just want to say shout out to Queen Germ and King Germ. Keep up the good shit. Shout out to Sorry, even though you don't fuck with the podcast no more. Say fuck Stax, because he a bitch-ass, pussy-ass fuck nigga. And I'm out.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Quiet sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
Tuning into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, aka the People's Champion, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, aka the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, aka LeBron Flames, aka the King of the Lames, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, aka Germ Cena, aka Pod Strickland, aka Fat Sajak, aka the Brooks Bandit, aka Mr. Sensible Shoes, aka Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, aka Smoking Germ Frazier, aka the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, aka Bread DiBiase, aka Rowdy Potty Piper, aka You Can't Fit This Hustle Inside of a Rapper, aka the Duke of Dignity. And my last AKA. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now is for all you Tesla driving, conversating with Lamp, retiring on the fence, retiring life unplugged ass podcasters. Keep noise down while I take my robe off. Show you what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, just in time for school, y'all.
Your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, subscribe, download the Frocast on any podcast reader. We own them all. Or you can go to Frocast.com and listen to the show. We have a voicemail you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave voicemail, we'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon you can join for as little as a dollar to get behind the scenes exclusive content by going to nappyafro.club and get shout out on the show like our latest Patreons. We got Sam and we got Choo Choo. So shout out to Sam and shout out to Choo Choo. You could be just like Sam and Choo Choo, get shout out on the Frocast by becoming a Patreon by going to nappyafro.club. Now, Option A, B, or C doesn't tickle your fancy. There is option D. What's option D? Retweet it, reblog it, add us in your story, tag us in the story. We'll shout you out. Like, man, we've been getting a lot of love, so the shout-out list is getting long. But some of the ones I can remember, we had Ruler Myself. We had WV Uncommon Place. You know, Uncle Dolomite always showing love. Power Lunch Hour, Corey Dos Equis showing love. Like, yo, man, you could be just like them. We'll shout you out for showing us love, man. You can make the Frocast by just sharing the motherfucker. Woo! What other podcast doing that, man? I'm sure it's a lot, but you know, it is what it is. Now, all the pandering is out of the way. Queen Germ, I got to ask you, how was your week?
My week has been a little rocky, but you know, I'm hanging in there.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm just trying to keep it all together. I'm not a quitter. I'm a fighter, yep. So.
Yeah, y'all just don't know.
I guess I'm a hold on. I'm a hang in there for a little while longer.
Yeah. 31st is coming.
Yeah, 31st is coming, but the 21st is coming first. I'm going to get my birthday gift before. I'm going to get my birthday gift first, my nigga.
Glad to know that.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't give me no birthday gift, I'm damn sure leaving on the 31st. Bet.
And at least say something different.
It don't matter, because where I'm going, I ain't got to pay no rent. So I still pay half of the rent to be someplace else. How about that? How many niggas you know about that life?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yep. There's a lot of niggas out there about that life just paying rent somewhere else they ain't living. Shit.
And I'm fine with it, though.
Hey.
I ain't going to be mad when the first of the month comes. I go online and pay my half.
Just know I'm keeping the dog.
That's fine, too.
Yeah.
Because when I come through, I got visitation. I'm going to come get him.
Okay. But the dog is mine.
Oh, now she yours.
If that fateful day were to ever come upon
that we got to go our separate ways.
Yes, the dog is mine. Mm-mm. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, that's.
She can make that decision.
Yeah, she gonna come with Papa. You know
she gonna come with me. Mm-mm. I mean, if she came with you, it just because she felt sorry for you.
Yeah, exactly. Cause she like, that's my nigga.
She just feel like, you know.
Yeah, but you know.
I don't want him to be too sad, so.
Let's stop talking about that crazy shit, man. That day is never going to happen, so, you know. Because, one, we got a show to do. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know how we would do the Frocast.
I mean, like, because my thing is, but you don't understand it. I ain't going to be mad. I done got too old to be mad. I done gave you 21 of the best years of my life.
I'm mad, and you ain't doing no show.
If we go our part our ways, hell, we can come on here and do the show, stick to the topics.
We'll call it something new.
Stick to the topics. That's all we got to do. Stick to the motherfucking topics. Ain't no need to get no feelings involved.
I say, I ain't doing no show with her. Nope.
Yeah, so now we can't do the show. Mm-mm. This is something we doing. This is what we do now. We committed to this shit.
Cause the gimmick is we're a married couple doing.
We can
show.
Stay married. I'm not gonna get married again anyway. Even if we break up, we can stay married. Mm-mm. I'm for real. I'm never getting married again. Never.
I'm on the train. Like, hey man, I already said that. Like, no way in the world.
I'm never doing this again.
I mean, it's just, you know, I'm not saying that my years, my 21 been good years. It's been ups and downs, you know what I'm saying? And but most of it, 99% of it been good. So it's just like, you know, you got to deal with that 1% of time. And, you know, that just shows you, you know, it's easy to walk away. It's easy to walk away. A lot of people, you know, I'm not saying, you know, a lot of people maybe exhausted all their fucking options. Some maybe didn't even try. But it's very easy to walk away, but it's really tough to stand there in the paint and just deal with shit. You know what I'm saying? That's the hard part of it. And, you know, that lets you know if it's worth it. If you could just walk away from it, then no, it ain't worth it. But if you really want to sit there 10 toes down and take it on head on, then, you know, make it worth it. You know, because
I mean, it got to be both people to want. It can't just be one sided because you can't be in a relationship by yourself. So,
no,
I mean, you can, but it ain't a relationship. You just there.
I mean, if you in there out of convenience or something, you're in a one-sided relationship. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. So it's a lot of one-sided relationships in the sense of in different senses. So, you know, you with him because he got a good job, or you with her because she fine, or you with him because
she got a good job.
Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the situation is, the sex is good. Whatever. That's the one side. That's the only reason it's keeping you. Kids. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know, status. You know, it's a whole lot of one-sided relationships. Yeah, so,
definitely.
You know.
So, just trying to make it do what it do. It's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Ain't no need to bring the mood down. Let's go on and enlighten this thing.
I mean, people like hearing realness, man. We talk about everything else in our lives, you know, without giving too much of the info out. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is. But we do have a show to do. Fuck my week. I just told you about my week.
Yeah, our week was the same. Hell.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, man. Time for our newest segment. What's on the timeline? What's on the timeline is where we talk about, what everybody's talking about, what has dominated the headlines on social media. And this week, I would be remiss if I did not mention this lady's name. Her name is Brittany Griner. Y'all know who she is. WNBA young boy in the building, got arrested in fucking Russia, and they done had her in jail for like 160 days and over some oil in a pen or some shit like that. And, you know, to the point now where Russia is trying to bargain in her release for some real criminal. You know what I'm saying? Like, United States overplayed their hand like Brittany Griner. No. This is no disrespect to the sister. No disrespect intended at all.
It sounds like it, sir.
The U.S. let Russia, we made them think like Brittany Griner was like a national treasure. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so now they going to get traded somebody that's an arms dealer or some shit like that. Some nigga that did real shit for Brittany Griner, a basketball player. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, the whole thing with Brittany, I get it. 9 years is a lot for that little bit of weed. But I see a lot of people outraged that, oh, this is happening in Russia when we got motherfuckers in America that got life for a dime bag, a 20 bag of weed. So where's the outrage?
I mean, we should be overturning all of that because, to be honest, drugs shouldn't even get you that much time. Like, what? I mean, I already know why, because the government ain't shit and
can't make no money in the prison.
Yeah, they ain't making no money.
Colleges in like 45 states.
So it's like that's your moneymaker. So it's all about the money. If you ain't making them no money, you can't pay no taxes on the shit you selling. They don't want you selling it. Now it's illegal. But weed, like for real, weed.
Stuff in Oregon, nigga, everything weed, legal.
That shit don't make no sense.
Yeah.
Nobody want to live in Oregon.
And then I saw this little this meme where about this white girl back in 2019. She was like got arrested with like shit, like 6 ounces or some shit like that. And she got out with time served. And it was just like, oh, look at that. This difference is black and white. And it probably is. But the thing is, she was 19, Brittany Griner 31. Like, you know, you might be a little more lenient on a teenager than you are a hard grown adult. And people got to understand, yes, weed is okay in America, but in most countries in the world, weed is not okay.
And it should be, though, because that's still a lie. I'm just saying, we can't say it's okay just because that's what them people choose to do over there.
Child fucking labor is legal in a lot of countries.
You know, and that shit shouldn't be legal. It shouldn't be okay.
But
kids ain't got no business working. They need to get some education.
Hey, man. Look, how else are we going to get all these nice shoes and clothes we wear?
Sir.
Coming straight
out. Y'all don't need that stuff.
Hey, niggas need their Nikes out there.
No, they don't. Y'all,
I know my Brooks not made in no sweatshop. We sweatshop free. Yeah.
So you said?
Talk about it. Oh, we are. It's 100%. That's why I said Brooks is 100% on the board.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Nitrogen neutral.
No sweatshops like Nike. You know what I'm saying? None of those Adidas sweatshops. None of that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. Brooks over here, we clean, baby.
They good for the environment?
Good for the environment. Yes, we made in a sustainable factory, all that shit. Brooks is good for the... Man, listen, man.
It's good for the people.
Trying to turn the people on Brooks, man. One day y'all niggas gonna start wearing Brooks. Y'all gonna remember who the originator was.
Okay.
Y'all gonna fucking remember, dog. I was an innovator. I'm way before my time, nigga, with the Brooks. Niggas gonna be on Brooks one day, and I'll be like, man...
I've been on that. Brooks need to let you be a brand ambassador.
That's what I'm saying. They need to fucking... listen, Brooks, holler at your boy. I'm tagging y'all in every fucking show. The Brooks Bandit. I want to be a brand ambassador.
Yeah.
Y'all got a shoes called the Ghost. I wear a mask. Come on.
Fits
right there. But get back to our topic.
Yeah, get on in there.
Brittany, I mean...
I think it's a sad situation. Yeah, yeah. Poor thing, because it just don't make no sense to me. Because she made a mistake. She did. I mean, it ain't even a mistake. She thought she could get away with it.
Yes.
Let's just be real.
She thought she was popular.
But at the same damn time, it's like that's stuff that needs to be brought attention to, and these people need to realize that shit is not that serious.
Yeah, man, but
it's not that serious.
You cannot look. That is the worst thing I would be terrified of, being locked up in a jail or a prison outside the United States.
Yeah.
That's got to be terrifying, because it's like...
Dumb people crazy over
there. You don't know. You can't, first of all, especially somewhere you don't speak the language, motherfucker, just hold the fuck. They just talk to you, don't know what the fuck they saying. And you just like, man, what?
I'm scared to eat. I don't know what to do.
You don't know what the fuck going on, man. So it's like, So, and then, like, that's why I would never, like, if I go outside the country, I got to go to a country where the drugs are. Like, I'm not going nowhere. If I like to smoke weed, I'm not bringing no weed with me, first of all.
So, she was bringing a weed back
home? It was in her bag, yeah. It was in her bag. And so, she was coming back to the United States where she could have easily got that shit anywhere. Like, just throw that shit away. Like, it couldn't have been that good. That couldn't have been the best weed ever. That must have been some of that old school.
So if they had the weed in their country, then why was
she probably smuggled it over there and then was trying to go back with it? Because she probably like, nigga, I know how to do this. I got it over here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can get it out. You know, or she probably bought it while she was over there. But I went by nothing in Russia, dog. So hopefully this whole situation gets resolved. Bring free BG. And I ain't talking about Brittany Griner. I'm talking about the rapper.
Really, sir?
That's the BG we need free first. If we freeing BGs, let's get BG out first. Then we can get Brittany Griner. Listen, before I get off this Brittany Griner situation, I saw another statistic the other day. They said the total WNBA salary, all the salaries combined, was $16 million. All the salaries in the league, $16 million. Then they put it up against LeBron's salary for one season, $44 million.
I'm about it. That's lovely.
LeBron makes almost three times the amount that the entire WNBA makes. Hey, them ladies got to have a job in the offseason. That's why she was over there in Russia, because she was like, I can't pay the bills playing off the WNBA salary. Women, get on your job. I've been saying that for the longest. Women, y'all need to go to the WNBA games. Bill Burr said it. Hey, the movement is on. Women, y'all got to go out in droves for these WNBA games. If they fail, that's on y'all, women. That's on y'all.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. That's the league created for y'all, so y'all should at least be at the games.
Every woman ain't interested in basketball.
But look, y'all be at our games and shit. Y'all be at our games.
Because they trying to catch something. They ain't trying to catch
something. Nah, it be fans. Like, I need the women to step up. Like, it's a lot of dudes out there that's being fans of the women basketball movement. And salute to y'all.
If they true fans, then that's all that matters.
But that's what I'm saying. But y'all women need to get out there and support y'all sport. Y'all can't let it fail. Like, damn, y'all ain't even halfway filling up the arenas.
Don't do that.
I'm serious. Look at the attendance numbers. I mean, they
probably not, but hell, nobody want to go see that shit.
They got to give tickets away. They just shut down the top of the arena. They're like, yo, we only need them seats up there. They just be at the bottom. Like, that shit crazy. They could play in a high school gym, and that shit would look probably better. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not here to shit on the WNBA.
It sounds like you did a good job of not.
That's what's on the timeline, people. Check us out next week when we give you the hot topic on the streets. And let me clear something up. I got a listener out there that's very critical of the Frocast. Every week, he critiques it. He breaks it down frame by frame. You know, he lets me know that. How you going to say y'all got what's on the timeline and then the very next topic be something that's on the timeline? Hey, that's just how the magic works, nigga. Keep fucking listening. Okay. Next topic. I see your boy Sleepy Joe. He done signed a bill targeting those that got them fraudulent PPP loans. I got to know.
Let them people have that money.
Is some monkeypox money on the way?
And that too.
I need to know. So all y'all niggas better get y'all affairs in order. It might be some monkeypox checks coming. So.
Hey, I'm for all the dollars. Send me the money.
But I got to know though. Joe, you just gotta let that money go. Like, you just gotta count it.
Like, y'all gotta count the loss.
You just gotta take that L, nigga. Like, sometimes you take a loss as business, and you took a hell of a loss with this PPP loan shit.
They processed the shit too fast. Exactly. Y'all ain't never did nothing that fast in all your life.
Nigga, we gotta file our taxes and take weeks to get that shit. Y'all giving niggas money instantly in two days. Y'all, like, you ain't even verifying no information.
You don't know who the person is.
So you just got to take that loss. You like the dope man just fronting everybody in the hood. Niggas running off on you and everything. That's just, you got to take that loss. You can't boss up and want to lock up some niggas if you ain't going to lock up all the niggas. Because, you know what I'm saying, you going to target those. Like, I know who you going for. And, you know what I'm saying, the easy ones. The people like, yo, this ain't no fucking business, nigga.
I had 100 employees.
Nigga, like what?
Come on, man.
Nigga, please. So, Joe, take
some
this
people
loss.
Talk about how they got the money twice, and some of them even more in big chunks of money.
Damn.
So how the hell y'all giving people all kind of money? People getting $100,000 and all kind of
just giving it away. Just, you giving regular ass niggas $20,000 off the rip, like no questions asked. Like what? What you? I ain't never seen so many niggas traveling before in my life. Niggas just out the country. Niggas
out
everywhere. Niggas going. Hey, like, hey, a lot of people that never left their towns left their towns.
But I was impressed.
Yeah. Hey, niggas did it up. Like, I mean, you know, the fall off was real. The drop off was real. You know what I'm saying? When that shit dried up, you know what I'm saying? Shit got back to normal. You know what I'm saying? You got to go back. You ain't got no job or you back working or whatever. Like, that little business didn't fail because I ain't never seen so many motherfucking food trucks. So many niggas selling ribs. So, I mean, it was just niggas. Oh, man, it was crazy. All kind of entrepreneurial spirit got opened up in the black neighborhood.
Hey, the people
nigga, we was buying black, creating black, what they say, black wealth and generational wealth. Niggas was saying they was going to create generational wealth. Niggas was buying stocks. Nigga,
oh, yeah.
Hey, boy, niggas
they
was going off.
They had the LLC for all the kids.
LLC, nigga, was what? Shh. Boy. What a time to be alive, nigga.
Yes.
What a time to be alive. Black people, it was like tax season like all year. It was like, this shit was crazy.
Yeah, that was a lot.
It was like niggas just giving away money. Niggas get, like, everybody had money. Like, this shit was crazy.
Yeah, that's how you knew this coming to an end.
What a time to be alive. And now we're dealing with inflation.
Yep. And now they're getting all the money back. Yeah, all the money got to come back.
Yeah, like, we shut down everything. Business, man, getting it all back. But yeah, man. So that's all I gotta know, man. Sleepy Joe, you gotta take that loss, cause man, you ain't catching all them niggas.
Mm-mm.
Let's get to some relationship topic, since we are a relationship podcast.
Are we?
Yes, that's what B.E. said.
We happen to have a relationship going,
and
here,
we talk about a lot of relationship things. You know what I'm saying?
So, okay, let's
you
do
know,
it.
I guess so. This is the relationship segment of the show. You know, I'm not gonna give no advice, cause I tend to give bad advice on purpose. But sometimes when I'm talking to my real friends, I give good advice. But I got to know, Queen Jern, what's the pettiest reason you ended a relationship? Like, it's petty. Like, something just petty. You know the word.
I mean.
You were just like, man, that was. Because I know my reason.
Well, I really don't remember. You know, the last relationship I was in was a long, long time ago.
Yeah, we've been off the street since. Yeah, Nelly was hot, nigga, when we got together.
It's been a long time. But if I remember correctly, if I said the pettiest thing that a person did to make me want to break up with them was probably when somebody I was dating didn't pick me up from work, and they was supposed to pick me up from work, and we broke up that day. So it was just like, you late, and I shouldn't have to beg a nigga to come pick me up if that's what, you know, the arrangement already
was. The arrangement
was.
Nobody likes.
I don't think it was petty. I just feel like it was just, like, annoying.
I mean, he could have been caught in traffic, or anything could have happened.
Yeah.
He could have had a legit reason for being late.
But I mean, it wasn't the first time.
Oh, okay. So he was habitual.
Yeah.
See, so it wasn't that time. It was the other times before.
Yeah, they all added up.
Got you.
I mean, 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. I don't need to look like I'm
waiting
bumming.
For a ride.
Yeah. So I need to be a smooth transaction. I need to be able to come outside. You know it's 5:00. Come on out. Be out here. Be out here at 4:59. You ain't got to be here that much earlier. I'm walking out the door at 5. You're tired. People are ready to leave the job. You don't want to be
like
standing outside.
Nobody like
waiting
out of work. Because it's like a boost of energy you get when you get off of work. And when you have to wait, it's like. But I mean, luckily, I can just sit there and watch TV. So I'm cool.
Yeah. But like I said, that probably is the pettiest, because people probably think, like, that's not even important. But
mine is
super
petty.
Like, nah. So what was yours?
So it was this girl. You know, I liked her and everything. But it was something about her that I just didn't like. And it was the way she walked. I just couldn't stand it. It just, when she walked, I didn't like the way she walked. So I was like,
I mean, what was it, sloppy?
It looked like she was, she walked like really flat footed and what's that shit called? Slew footed or whatever. Yeah. And it was just like, and I seen that and I was just like,
So you telling me you wouldn't like me if I walked like that? I mean, I am flat footed, but.
I mean, the way she walked, it looked like it was weird duck walk or something. It was a weird walk. And I was just like, I can't look past everything else because of that walk. Like, that would bother me. And it just, I didn't like the way it looked, so I stopped. I got cool on and everything.
Yeah.
You know, I was just like, plus I didn't want a girlfriend at my school either, because that was too much. Because that was too much pressure. Like, you had to walk around with them and walk down the hallways, carry books, and y'all be all hugged up and shit.
You ain't got to be hugged up. You could just be holding the girl hand.
Yeah, I ain't want to do all that. Like that. I ain't want to do all that. So I always wanted, if I got with a girl, she ain't go to my school. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So then, like, you know, I was like, you know, there's girls at my school that was cool, but I was just like, I don't want to go with none of y'all. Like, you can't go to my school. I don't want to see you all the time.
That's what you do to me.
No, it's just like, I mean, what you mean?
Don't want to see me all the time.
It's not that. It's I don't want to see you all the time. I don't mind your presence. You could just be in my world.
You don't mind my presence.
Yes, I don't. Okay, I don't let's mind. Move on. I love your presence. That's what I'm saying. You act like it's a bother time, you being around me. As long as you're in my orbit, baby, that's all I need. Mm-hmm. Jupiter ain't nothing without his moon. Mm, you know what I'm saying? It is. Yes. Oh, okay. Yes. Whatever Jupiter big moon is, that's you, baby.
Thumbs up. Thumbs
that was a
up.
Good one. That was a good one.
It wasn't, but.
That was a good one. Okay.
We going to go with it. Just keep it going. Keep it moving.
Okay. Very submissive there. And that rolls right into my next question. Would you like a submissive mate?
Not unless I'm dating a lady. Because it don't make no sense for me to have no submissive man. Like, we can be agreeable. We can work together. But that wouldn't be significant. I mean, like, signify being submissive. Like, that's not a masculine trait.
What, Ben, what?
Submissive? A man being submissive? That's not masculine.
Why not?
It's nothing masculine about being submissive.
A man, he might just want to like be told what to do.
No.
He that's might like not, to be bossed around. He might like to be, he's what the young kids call a beta. He's a beta.
He's a beta man.
He's a beta man. You know what I'm saying? He knows he's a beta man.
I know about is them little fish that come in the bag. Yeah. And I don't think that's masculine either. So I just.
Fish in the bag?
Dumb beta fish? Google it. Oh, the fish I mean, that you buy from the flea market.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that's what they were called.
That's what they call them.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I don't eat fish, so I'm not.
That ain't the fish that you eat. You put them in a darn bowl.
Do they get bigger or something like that? Mm-mm. They just stay that size?
Yeah.
What kind of fucking fish is that?
They already the size they're going to be for the rest of their life. So I guess that's the type of nigga you talking about, the submissive man. Mm.
He's that's going to
be that
fish.
Same little nigga for the so whole
he,
life.
So he know he just food. He born to be food. Like, that nigga ain't got no chance. Like, he don't eat on nothing. Like, what the fuck do they eat, them little motherfuckers? Like, goddamn. Oh, shit.
And you buy them in a bag at the flea market. Well, they have them everywhere. But that's what they call them. Okay. I mean, that's how they pronounce it.
Okay, gotcha. Well, that's what's up. So you wouldn't like a submissive man. You wouldn't like a man that just you could just boss around, trample over, walk over. He just love that shit. He just let you just be a fucking tornado and just decimate his life.
I mean, it's like you want somebody that's going to let you have some level of freedoms. But if they're submissive, then that means that they're never telling you the things that matter. I mean, like if you say submissive in the way that people pretty much use it, that would be something like, you know, to me, you don't really have a real input. You go along with whatever the other person is saying. You don't have an original thought. You don't go against the grain. So, I mean, that's beneficial if the person that you're trusting will not take you for granted and will not take that behavior, you know, to their benefit and put you in a bad situation. So I wouldn't mind being submissive to a man if I know that the nigga ain't gonna lead me astray. But if I'm gonna give you that level of control over me, I got to really trust you. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like most people would take advantage of you if you did that.
Yeah, I mean,
so what you think? You want a submissive woman? Because that ain't what you got.
No, I wouldn't want to. It depends. I'd just be like, not submissive to the point where I could just run right over.
Have him bought like a dog.
Yeah, nah, I wouldn't take it that far because then that's a damn slave. Whew. Then. Yeah, you're a slave then. If like these women I see now, they locking in cages and shit, treating them like dogs. And they, bruh, it's a weird world out there. Weird. They walking weird too, them on, they walking the them people, on leashes and shit like that. And I'm
ain't no way in the world I'd be on my damn hands and knees walking like, around them. Well,
listen.
So what, they peeing outside?
They pee in the house like a dog. And they be like, look, you made a mistake. Go get in your cage or I'm going to spank you. And I was like, white people weird as fuck.
Like I said, know what I'm saying?
White people weird as fuck. Like, yo, I know we got some white listeners out there, man. Listen, I know everybody out there don't like that shit. So when I say white people, I'm not talking all white people. I'm just talking about the ones that do like they women that act like a puppy and shit. Like, I just want to clear it up. Cause hey, you know what I'm saying? I heard our white listenership has kicked up. They said they love Queen Germ. They said, oh, it's just something about that Queen Germ. Like the white people love you.
They do.
Because you call them crackers and all that shit, and they love that shit.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying. See?
I mean, hey.
Submissive.
That ain't me. But I mean, and I like go dominating. Along with the flow.
Now, as far as submissive in the bedroom, like, you know what I'm saying?
Submissive in the bedroom is acceptable.
A submissive man in the bedroom, like, you sitting around there whooping this nigga like,
yeah, that's not sexy to me.
He wants you, oh, beat me. Oh.
I don't like that. I want you to talk nasty and all kind of stuff. I don't want nobody that's going
to
be.
He wants you to.
Oh. Like, what, he want me to do, peg him or something? That's no, what y'all call
hey,
it?
He might want you to demean him and shit like that.
Yeah, that's not okay. Or I don't. Know. I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that. Like, I want to build my man up. Like, I'm going to tell you how good it is versus me saying negative things to you and telling you that you ain't shit or whatever the case may be.
Well, that might not all be submissive, but, you know, just a submissive woman just willing to do whatever.
Yeah, I mean, like I said,
man,
if you in the bed and you doing whatever, that's where you're supposed to be at. That's I mean, like, both people. Like, okay, if I want to try this, we trying this. If you want to try something, we can try whatever. But when you're talking about something outside... Limits. Yeah, I mean, everybody got their limits. I'm just saying. Yeah. But when you outside, no. You don't talk to nobody all kind of ways and treat them all kind of ways. Like, bedroom, 9 times out of 10, y'all make the rules, but it should be very limited rules. Should be wherever y'all comfortable at. Yeah. But real life shit, ain't nobody finna be submissive. We got to go to work.
Yeah.
I can't be submissive if I got to go to work. I can't hit nobody clock. Nobody's. No, that's what the fuck I mean. Because you got to pay for me to be submissive. I can never be submissive if I got to go and punch somebody clock. No.
I hear you.
That does not work for me. It doesn't. Like, I have to have no job. And if I'm around here, I'm making sure that you got whatever you want to eat for dinner. You got whatever. If you want me to cook breakfast before you go out to work, you want me to rub you down. If it's all about you and all about your requests, I got to have nothing else to do but take care of you.
You have to be at least 40% submissive if you got to go to work. Not 50% or 100%.
No, I don't need to be 50%. I need to be agreeable at times if I got to go to work. I'm never going to be submissive. Never. Not in punch nobody clock. Oh, nigga, man. You got to pay to play. That's how the people go. And you are not going to play with my time if I had to go to somebody's job. I go to work from 9 to 5.
Everybody
just like
gotta
you.
Work though.
Nobody. So. Not if niggas hollering about they want submissive spouses. You don't get no submissive spouse and but making me punch a clock. Nigga, fuck you. Fuck you. You're not gonna get that kind of action out of me. I'm sorry. Never.
But you have to be submissive to a fault. Is all I'm saying.
No, you don't.
Yes, because you're with a man,
sir.
You have to make that man feel like a man, regardless if you go to.
I
work
don't make
or
you
not.
Feel like a man when I let you come in this room and do what you do to me. But that's what we gonna build you up at. But when we come back out of this room and the show is over, nigga, don't you come over here with that bullshit.
Come on,
if
man.
I ain't in the mood, I ain't in the mood for the rubbing you down. I ain't in the mood for the taking requests. So, if I say I'm putting some beanie weenies on the stove and you eat it or don't eat it. If I make spaghetti, don't ask me no motherfucking what's for dinner. No, nigga, your hands work too. Mm. We was at work at the same damn time. So who was throwing out meat? Who was going to the grocery store? Who was seasoning something? Who was letting something marinate? Nobody. So therefore, you ain't got no appetite, and neither do I. Eat a bowl of cereal and take your ass to bed. Don't be hollering about no submissive nothing. If I had to be to work just as long as you was to work, I could see if I had a part-time job. Maybe, because then part of the time I'm at the job and part of the time I'm at the house getting ready for your ass. But if I'm at the job and I'm working a 9 to 5, fuck you.
Hey, ladies, do not listen to Queen Germ. She is
y'all better get y'all life together.
Advice.
No, I ain't.
Terrible.
You can
advice.
Do what you want to do for
ladies,
them people when
you
want to.
You work all day. You still got to come home and cook that
take
meal.
Take care for your churn. Once
cook
your kids get to a certain size, you better
make
buy
sure
some
that
shit that they can mix
sure
up themselves.
King is eating.
And they, mm-mm.
Ladies, don't listen to Queen
the king
Germ.
Better eat this box. Yes, I ain't thinking about nothing you talking about when you talking about submissive
terrible
and I got to
have
a job. If I'm submissive and I done punched the clock, got a W-2 or any of those types of things... Nigga.
You still have responsibilities.
Okay.
I'm
going to respond and be in my damn bed.
See, women, y'all
by the time you come
y'all
home.
Can't have it both ways. Y'all can't have equality and the old school traditional ways.
Yes, you can.
No,
yes,
you can't. You
can. Yes, you can.
They counteract each other.
No, they don't. Because I done seen a perfect dynamic my whole life.
But I'm saying.
My mama worked.
Yeah.
My mama worked and my daddy paid all the bills in our house. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it ain't no problem because the 5 kids she had, her whole check went to making sure we had money for all the little stuff that we had going on, the activities, whatever piano lessons, whatever we had to have, clothes, school supplies, all of that. That was mama job. Mm-hmm. Daddy job was to make sure lights was on and we had a place to stay and whatever other things, insurances, all of that stuff. She had to think about when the first of the month came because that was not her business. That was not her responsibility. Mm-hmm. So it can work. And my mama never disrespected my daddy. Now, she spoke her mind, mm-hmm. always speaking her mind. Mm-hmm. But she ain't never been nobody who I could look at and say, oh, mama disrespecting daddy. Never. Mm-hmm. Never. I mean, mind the fact that he about a foot and a half taller than her. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's a level of respect between both of them. So he ain't disrespecting her. She ain't disrespecting him. So if you talking about you can have that same relationship and it can be fine. But people be getting beside themselves because y'all want to do the shit that y'all see in the streets. Ooh. Everybody want to be Hollywood. Nah. Everybody want to be Hollywood. But shit is real. Shit get real quick.
Yeah.
And when the money is funny, shit get real. Mm-hmm. So don't be around here thinking that you can have somebody doing all of these things and people don't want nothing. Mm. So when I say I want a damn pocketbook, it ain't got to be my birthday. I want a motherfucking pocketbook. Get me a pocketbook. Like, for real. That shit don't make no sense. Like, what would be the reason for you withholding that from me? I don't want a pocketbook every day. Mm. But every couple of months.
Every couple of months?
Yes, I deserve it. And you know I do.
I didn't say you didn't deserve it.
And most of the times, you're going to buy me one.
That's like unreasonable, don't you think?
It's not. It's not.
That's like $1,200 in
person. It's four pocketbooks a year.
That's like $1,200.
Mother's Day, Christmas, and birthday already get you one. So that means I ain't getting but one extra one.
Oh, I mean.
So that's nothing. I'm already getting them.
Why do you need that many purses?
Because I need them.
Why?
Because once after a while, you got to switch the stuff out. You don't want the pocketbook to start looking weird and the leather stretching.
That's when it's broken. That's when they get more value.
I'll send you my cart for my birthday.
Cart?
Yeah.
I'll pick out something.
No. We don't want to mess this up.
Why I can't?
Because you're not in a position as to which you can mess this one up.
Excuse me.
This is not a good time to mess it up. We need to get this one right. So I'm going to help you. I'm going to help, and trust me, I'm going to help you. This would help. This is going to help us out a lot. So I'm gonna send you my card so that we can have a wonderful birthday celebration. Cart.
Yeah. Item or is it cart?
Cart.
that's what I'm confused on. That's what I'm like.
Oh. I mean, I could have said carts.
Oh, man.
But it's a cart.
I could have said and nose.
You know, okay, you can say whatever. Trust. I will make my request known, and what you choose to do with that information is your business.
Okay.
It would be nice if you go ahead.
We'll talk off the show, man. This is not the time to talk about that because it could derail things.
Yeah. Hey, it's going to derail something. I got that card while you sleeping and order that shit, and it'll be what it's going to be. Sir.
Yeah. Back to the topics that's on the docket. You know what I'm saying? Because we almost got derailed by Queen Jern.
I'm just saying, my birthday is coming up.
Yeah. You know, that we can talk about that off the show. We ain't got to talk about it on the show. But I got to know, Queen Jern, after one date, these people got married.
No.
Let's read this story.
Because the date wasn't that good. The date wasn't that good. And she done set herself up.
She set herself up, you said?
Yeah, I mean, the man ain't did nothing but groom her. He 10 years older than her. And done played her.
It said, this is the title. After a first date at Popeyes, marriage was on the menu. Now, this lady, the parking lot of Popeyes Louisiana Kitchen in Roslindale, Massachusetts, is not a particularly romantic spot for a first date. Nevertheless, when Stevenson Ricardo Boyce asked Sharia Octavia Wade if she would meet him there one afternoon in May 2020 during the early days of the pandemic, she didn't say no. The two had initially connected a few weeks early on the dating app Hinge. Miss Wade, 34, said that Mr. Boyce, 44, was the first person she encountered online who she wanted to meet in person. But when he called that afternoon, she suspected that he was about to blow off their first date for a third time. Before he could get to the point, she made an announcement of her own. I just cut him short and said, if you are calling to cancel again, then don't ever call again. He countered with an offer to meet her in 5 minutes in the lot of the fast food chain, which was near where she then lived. In that lot, they talked so long that they had a meal, bought at KFC across the street, as the line at Popeyes was daunting. They also shared a sunset Sunset, and A First Kiss. We definitely couldn't stop talking to each other. And Mr. Boyce added it was really awesome. He liked Almost Known Her, like he'd known her for a long time. So this man had been married before 6 years. He was divorced in 2011. He was juggling a handful of potential romantic prospects. And the woman said those other five started to become very obsolete very fast. So he was a player out there on these streets.
And he got her for a box of chicken.
A box of chicken and a conversation.
Nigga, you not going to get me for a box of chicken. KFC chicken ain't even that good. If you would have said KFC in 20, probably 99, maybe you would have been all right. In the 90s, KFC might have had something going on. They had a little buffet thing. It was pretty good sometimes. But you telling me that I'm going to get married to a nigga after a first date at KFC?
Hey, listen. He just had that conversation for that ass.
He had the talk game?
Talk game down pat.
Okay.
You know, this lady, she graduated from college. She got an MBA from Boston University. And she's 30-something
years old, and he 40-something years old.
Yeah.
10-year difference, and he done talked her out of her whole life. Her whole life. That nigga done already lived before. He done lived before. This man has had a wife, and now he marrying you. You got somebody else seconds.
Hey, look.
That's not okay. That shit is not okay. She settled big time.
Then his friend paid for the ring. Like, why would you even tell anybody that?
Yeah.
If your friend loans you the money for the ring, just keep that quiet.
Because that means you, again, didn't have no business getting married to that lady.
Yes, but they was on a trip when they did. They got married in fucking July. Her name is Mrs. Wade Boyce now. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's cute.
It's not.
So, let me ask you, Queen Germ. There's no way in the world you're getting married to somebody after the first date.
No, I don't care what we did.
But
I don't care what we did.
Let me tell you, this nigga
could have flew me out to the nicest place. We could have stayed at the nicest place. We could have had the nicest date. Because for one, if everything was perfect, the shit is scary to me. Maybe it's just because I ain't been treated nice enough. I don't know. But I can promise you this. I would think you were a serial killer if we had a perfect evening, a perfect weekend, and that's what it was. Like, why? Why would you want to marry me today?
It was something about you. I know you was going to be my wife when I saw you.
Okay, well, we can work to that. And that's cute.
That was. So
you telling me we got married?
No. I knew something about you. I was going to marry you when I met you.
No, I know that.
Yes.
And that's really nice. But the thing is, you wasn't pressing me to say, let's get married tomorrow or let's get married in a month.
It could have been a month. It could have been a year, 6 years. I was like, I'm going to marry this woman.
Yeah.
It was something about you. I said.
You did. And you just stole my youth from me. But
I didn't steal your youth. You had a good youth. You still look young. What are you talking about? I can see if I wore you down.
Now my hair fell out.
Man, listen. Most women your age has got the low. They got Caesars and shit like that. They were around here looking like Blade.
Don't do that. I'm sick of you already. But nonetheless, no. I feel like you got a lot that you covering up if you're trying to marry somebody that quick. Like, if nobody's dying.
The vibe might be just right,
and
man.
And that's the thing. We can go on some more dates. And some more dates. Like, I just feel like less than. I mean, like, if we're old people and there's some rush that we have, some clock we're trying to beat, we're trying to have some babies, something got to drive this bus. It can't be just, oh, we had good conversation in the parking lot. No. Something is not quite right with that. I don't know how long this is going to last. I wish these people the best. I just would not be surprised if it didn't last a year. Because you telling me they got married within how long from that first date?
They met at that. They didn't get married till July.
But when did they meet to have this little chicken box?
It was in 2020, remember? They met at the parking lot.
So they got married the other day?
It must have been July 20. They said July 23rd.
So of 2022?
Year. Yes.
Okay, so they waited 2 years before they actually got married. But they knew they wanted to get married after the first date, is what you're saying.
Okay. About a month after their first date in late June 2020, he asked her to be his girlfriend. She agreed, but not before asking him to make it known that he was, as she put it, off the market. You know what I'm saying? So she said she laid out the plan to him, like he had to get rid of all the girls. They moved in within 6 months, really not knowing each other. So this article is kind of fake then.
Yeah, because it make you think that they got married right after like, the first date. So they did actually have a real relationship.
Yeah, they had a time to be together before they got married. Yeah, 2 years, enough time.
Yeah, I mean, you're grown people. So maybe, you know, the rest of the people didn't fall out the closet on them. So.
Yeah, that don't make no sense.
But it's okay. Yeah. They just saying that they knew from the first date that they were going to get married. A lot of people know if that's the case.
Yeah, but you know.
Like, okay. I knew that day in the gas station.
Man,
that was gonna be my nigga.
That was it. But anyway, it's top 10 time.
Niggas top over there 10. Blushing. That's what it was.
Well, we talk about 10 things every week. It could be the ugliest thing, the nicest thing, the richest thing, the poorest thing. But I don't know. It's gonna be 10. Sometimes it's more. But this time it's 10. Say,
let's stick with the 10, sir.
Last week we had the worst jobs in America. So you know it's only right we do the best jobs, the top 10 best jobs in the United States. These are the top 10 best U.S. jobs of 2022, according to new research. Many pay over $100,000. Now, I know $100,000 ain't a lot to a lot of y'all in different parts of the country. Like, if you live in California, New York, $100,000 ain't shit. You got niggas that work at McDonald's make $100,000 at McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? So, that
they
ain't
make
shit.
$100,000 at McDonald's?
Hell yeah, man.
Doing
in,
what?
In California?
Stealing?
Working there.
Oh.
Yeah, not like, no, not in that part of the country.
I'm about to say, because over in these here southern states, I don't think nobody making no $100,000 at McDonald's if they working in the premises. Mm. They must be a regional manager or something.
Okay. Number 10, a solar consultant. The average salary is $121,000. Education requirements, associate or bachelor's degree. Go to them tech schools, nigga. Get that motherfucking certification. Number 9, a product designer. Average salary is $113,000. Education requirements, none. Bachelor's degree recommended. I don't know what a product designer does, but somebody does. Number 8, we got a nurse practitioner. That's them NPs and shit.
RNs.
RNs and shit, okay? Average salary, $128,000. Education requirements, associate or bachelor's degree in nursing. Passed the NCLEX RN exam. Master of Science in Nursing or a doctor of nursing practice. Pass a national NP board certification exam. All the ladies out there in the scrubs.
You gotta love them.
Number 7, we got a software engineer. Average salary of $126,000. Education requirements, associate degree or bachelor's degree. Optional certifications. You know what I'm saying? Tech, always money in tech, because as technology improves, so does the motherfucking money. Number 6, we got an over-the-road truck driver. Average salary of $102,000. Education requirements, high school diploma or equivalent, and it's not that's not always required, and a CDL and a CLP. That's a commercial learner's permit and a commercial driver's license. Wow. Number 5, we got a pharmacist. Average salary, $101,000.
Or pharmaceutical scientist.
Education requirements, bachelor's degree, doctor of pharmacy degree, passed the NAPLE.
Netflix.
That's the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you calling out the letters, but yeah.
That's number what we 4. Call it. We have the real estate agent. Average salary is $82,000.
That's not bad.
Education requirements, the high school diploma, and pass the real estate exam.
And I hear it's not that difficult.
It can't be. I know too many niggas doing it. Niggas. Number 3, site reliability engineer. Average salary is $137,000, and the education requirements is a bachelor's degree and optional certifications. Number 2, we got an optometrist. Average salary, $118,000. Education requirements, a bachelor's degree, passed the optometry admission test, a doctor of optometry degree, and passed the National Board of Examiners and Optometry exam. God damn. I got to read around lyrics tonight.
Yep.
And number 1, the number 1 job in America is a registered nurse. Average salary, $84,000. Requirements, associate bachelor's degree in nursing, passed the NCLEX. No, the NCLERN. So that's the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So those are your top 10 best jobs in America. It's a lot of women out there in scrubs. It's a lot of dudes out there in scrubs. When I deliver to the nursing school, I'd be like, whoa. It's a lot of dudes in white shoes walking around here looking weird and shit with no facial hair and shit looking weird.
Let's not do that.
Yeah, exactly. Let's not do that. Grow some fucking facial hair, nigga. You look weird. I don't want you walking to the operating room. You ain't got no facial hair, nigga. I'm
he
running.
Said he helping
get
you
me
out.
Off that fucking table, nigga. My nurse coming there with no facial hair. I'm out. Like, yo, bro, the hell no.
So you want the woman to have facial hair, too?
Nah, if it's a woman, I'm cool with her having no facial hair. But the women with facial hair, they know how to find them veins. They poking. You don't even know you get stuck. You like, oh, shit. Damn, you done? Yep. You like, whoa. Yeah. So, you know. Those are top 10 jobs. Check us with us next week. And we have another top 10. Stevie Talk Time. Let's go ahead and get into it. P-Valley, episode 9, right before the season finale.
I can't wait for the season finale. Like, for real. Like, I am loving this show this season. Like, I mean, the people are real.
Little Murder did it again.
He did it again. He out here in these streets. He done got the people the club tore up again. The club tore up and the people is dropping. Like, yes, they doing the most up in these people club. The girl done told him, we don't need another Little Murder night. And Little Murder can.
Murder night.
Hey, Meg Thee Stallion did her little debut.
Tina Snow.
Okay, whoever.
Because I think it's got some kind of contractual. So if she went on as Tina Snow, maybe she not under Meg Thee Stallion, she won't have to pay them niggas that's on Meg Thee Stallion name. So,
okay.
You know, maybe that's the reason
that's
why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But however it
that's
goes
my
down.
Conspiracy.
Yeah, that's your conspiracy, and it makes sense.
I got another conspiracy for y'all, but I saved that one for later. It had one of those scenes, and I was just like, man, you know.
It wasn't even that bad.
It's all bad to me.
I don't know why. You got to embrace it.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
Watch all kind of other nasty stuff.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying.
So if you could watch sex when there's anybody else bunking and tooting and roosting around.
I don't want to see a damn animals fuck, but it's just like.
But
I,
you look at it.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I do not. Don't say that. That's
you, I mean, I'm saying you've seen it.
I mean, but that ain't.
And
like,
you not acting as grossed out as you do when you see them.
It's like,
I know you don't.
I mean, but it's like I don't want to see two big niggas tussling. That's all. And then the scenes be graphic, bro. Like, that's all I'm saying.
Because they want the people
why
to
they
be
just
able
gave me, you know, doing the old school, just like, oh, you know how Brad and John used to be, oh, wrestling.
Really, that's what they did.
You know what I'm saying? But then all of a sudden now it's just like all graphic. I'm like, I'm cool on that, cuz. Like, I mean, you know, I'm just
the
not ready for
are,
that.
I mean, like, the people Pineapples. Are really pushing the.
It's some things I see, you know, with a man and a woman that'll push the envelope with me, and I'm like, yo, I'm good on that, cuz. So it's just, it's
yeah,
all
I mean,
the same.
You one of them people who, you know, you weird about it, but.
Hey, I'm just saying. I'm just, there's certain things. I have my limits, bro. I have boundaries. You got to have boundaries. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, some people need
but outside them. Of that, it's still a good episode.
I'm talking about this show has kicked it up a notch or two.
Yeah.
It's just like, and it ain't even about the sex. It's just about the different layers to Lil Murda's character.
Yeah.
Like, this nigga is a thug. Like, mm-hmm. For
in
real.
In the streets.
Like,
in the streets. In the paint,
he
nigga.
In
the game.
In the streets, killing folk, doing all types of carrying on.
Rapping, selling drugs, killing.
All that.
Gang banging. He
and,
do it
in
all.
In love with Uncle Murda. I mean,
in
Uncle
love with Uncle
Clifford.
Who and, identifies as a woman, but lives life as a man. He's not trained no parts.
He in between.
Like,
he in between.
He ain't getting
I mean, he living life because he has all his
but
birth
he
parts,
goes back and forth,
he,
though.
Yeah.
He goes back because sometimes he's like, she...
And
he,
sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, so he goes back and forth between the two. Yeah. So he might identify as they, them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it's very possible.
Yes.
But, I mean, like, the show is really good. Yeah. I hope that Miss Mississippi will do what she's supposed to do and get the fuck out of Dodge.
She
got
the
passport.
She got to now, because that night she's scared as hell. That like, whatever she made that night, if she made any money, she out of there. But yeah. I don't think she's going to run because, you know. Abusers and the
they
abusees.
Cling to the,
yeah,
yeah,
she ain't because she feel like she can't live without that nigga. So I'm interested to see how that plays out.
Really nigga,
and as far as the sale of the pink, we don't know what's gonna go on. It's down to the vote, so we'll see how the vote went. But the
election.
These niggas had a damn twerk off at the motherfucking
polls. Yes. They was doing it up at the polls, on the polls.
Pastor Woodbine came through with the pole and was dropping it low for y'all motherfuckers, nigga.
And we knew that was not that old lady. But we gonna let the people do what they do.
Then she out there made it rain on the people, which is highly illegal. I don't think you could just give out money
at the voting polls.
Yes. And period. During a campaign. I don't think you could just do that. I think it's something illegal about that. But we'll see. Yeah, like they let too many of the other side, the blue gang, you know, Uncle Murder, Lil Murder's in the red gang, and there's a blue gang by Maine and them. They let too many of them niggas in the club, and they felt like when Lil Murder was rapping, he was bragging about killing their homeboy. Uh-huh. So the baby mama of the fallen dude that was claiming to kill Big Teak, she all in her feelings. I can feel it in my stomach. It's him. He rapping about it.
Baby daddy did.
Yeah, so. You know what I'm saying? He doing it. You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be, I don't know if Lil Murder going to make it out of this next week. Yeah,
feel like that's what's going to happen. He's going to have to get
popped or some shit like that because it's looking that way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or he going to get shot and it's going to be a cliffhanger. He's going to come back season 3 still alive. You know, he got hit and that's going to only boost his career.
He'll be rapping and doing the thing.
So we're going to see how that plays out. But that's P-Valley, man. We're not going to just go into in-depth with that because we want y'all to watch it. You know what I'm saying? But, we got a... What's your boy name? The one that messed with Big Bone.
The white man?
Nah, what's his name? Diamond.
Him and her kissed in the hallway. Kiss and his and girlfriend done saw it.
Yeah, Big Bone and seen it.
Was her name supposed to be Big Bone?
That's what they call a Big Bone, yeah.
Yeah, so she gonna be in her field, so they got to deal with all of that. But something else happened. What a girl?
Old girl felt like happy at the pink. Like she was like, this is the only place where she felt free or something like that. That's so what she said. Might stay. Who knows?
And now Mercedes, she was having an issue with trying to dance, and I just really want to point out the fact that her little, the coach wife is really into her. But yeah, she really loves was her. Like,
Mercedes, that's the that one that really like you.
You need to go ahead and get with her, to be honest. Just stop playing
y'all
games.
Y'all already fucked a couple times, so
just go on and it hang, is what it hang
is.
Your hat, baby.
It is what it is.
But the lady made a whole museum of her.
I mean, a whole exhibit.
Yeah, it was, exhibit. And I've it never was seen so that. Nice. I just thought, it was just a really nice thing. And she showed her in various lights or what have you. And it was just like, she could see herself as well. Mercedes could see herself in a way that she never saw herself before. Mm-hmm. So when she was looking at it, it was, probably tiptoeing around being creepy to being, I guess, complimentary. Mm-hmm. Complimenting, I guess. But it was a nice thing for her to see herself in a different way. Instead of just seeing herself as a stripper, you could see yourself as an athlete because you did all of these different things. Like she said, defy gravity and all of that when she was doing her thing and she was in her prime. So that was a good thing that happened on that show too.
Okay, that's what's up. So that's all for P-Valley. Yeah, we're done with P-Valley now. We're going to move on to the next show. We got Rap Shit.
Pretty good show.
Hey, another one. Issa, you got one with this one. This episode, it moved kind of fast and progressed. The girls, they went, what's the little girl name? The Duke. She was trying to basically recruit them and show like she had money, but she really ain't have it. So she spent all her money trying to get their song played in the club to basically be their manager so she can, see, she sees something in them and she want to get on them Coltrane. So she basically went out, she on her ass, gave her last dollar, but it did get the damn song played in the club and it was lit. And it was like, that was the good moment of the show just to see them just because they was high off Molly or whatever. And so, when they heard their song playing, they was all lit up in the club and they was up there rapping and the shit and everybody
was girl was taking a plan B in the club.
Yeah, some girl took a plan B. God damn. Is that what they doing?
Hey, I don't know. I don't need to do those things.
Ooh, shit. God damn. Boy, hey, you a wild girl.
You taking a plan B, a Molly, and drinking liquor. Like, what are we doing? You done killed the baby already. You ain't even need a plan B. I guess you just did it.
Let's see a fighter.
Just see, we can't play about shit like that. I'm just saying. that's not okay, sir.
I'm just saying, He make it through that. He like, hey, I gotta be born. Like, you know.
Hit your pill.
Yeah, exactly. Here go both your pills. Exactly.
We don't need none of
that. Yeah, nigga, I love that Henny, nigga. That's what I said. Them mamas that drunk when they ain't know they was pregnant, they baby screaming. They want some Henny too, nigga.
Like,
exactly.
Like going through withdrawals up in
there. Yes. So yeah, but rap shit was dope. That was basically like the whole story. They was out for a whole day trying to get in the clubs, and she spending money to get them in. Then they didn't get the song played, and they finally ended up going to one club
and by the time they got there, they was stank because these chicks had been standing outside sweating and sitting on the concrete and everything else. And by the time they did get in the club, I know they was ripe.
It's probably smelled airy as hell.
They was ripe. Ain't
no way you in the damn Miami. It's hot as hell down there. All y'all sweaty.
Yeah, smelling like swamp water.
Smelling like outdoors. Smelling like outside. That little cologne perfume you sprayed on you, then water fuck off.
Yeah.
And now you putting it over that little musky little smell. Nah, it ain't working, ma.
Yeah, let's just leave it all natural. Hot
karate down there in your drawer.
Really, sir?
I'm just saying. But yeah, man, check out Rap Shit. Really damn dope show. Next up, we got the Shy. What happened on the Shy, man? It's so unforgettable. Oh, Kevin.
Oh, my girl got the rapping.
Oh, yeah, Maisha.
She had a real show.
She had a real show, but it was short-lived because it got
shot up.
Bakari or whatever, Jakari.
Yeah, Bakari, I think.
Yeah, Bakari, he gets into it with the thing. He snuck a gun in. He busts a shot in the club. And in the fracas, people running. Emma gets knocked down. And
lose the baby.
And she loses the baby. Jake gets upset because Bakari started the shit. Maisha somehow saw him on the stage. I was on the stage.
First of all, she didn't even have to say that.
You can't even see that because the lights is blinding. Maisha.
It don't even matter if she saw it. Why would you even say that? Because you know the nigga didn't do it on purpose.
Exactly.
It would be different if he came up to Gemma and pushed her down.
Yeah. Anything could have happened.
Yeah. It could have been anybody. Papa could have hit her. Anybody could have hit her.
She could have been clumsy and fell.
Yeah.
Running her damn self. But, you know, you can't just go back to that. But at any rate, so she loses the baby. Jake's all upset. Like, Jake, that was the best thing for both of y'all. Y'all weren't ready, nigga. Like,
yeah, they wasn't. God works in mysterious ways.
Maybe now she can get her life together and get back on track.
Get that train back on the track.
Get away from that hood fucking nigga, Jake. He ain't good at nothing, I tell you.
He even at the damn thing. If you was at the thing, you could have protected her.
Man, yeah, why the hell was your girl
at the damn club and you wasn't in there?
Yeah, you supposed to be there, nigga. So, Jake, that's on you, nigga.
Here you go. Blaming Jake.
Then Kevin goes to the game of tournament. He ends up winning some money. He wins like about $20,000 or whatever.
And had to give
His coach, his sister, best friend, you know, and him and his girlfriend and the best friend, you know, they found a balance and
seeing
that they weren't trying to steal care from each other, you know, because she was really cool. She funny. She weird, but she funny.
Yeah, she is.
You know, she's like, oh, and she's so positive. She's like, people like that weird, you know, but they need
it. But you need them around.
You need them. Yes, you do. You know what I'm saying? So then, what else happened? That was about it, wasn't it? Anything else happened? Emmett, Tiffany, and dirty ass Keisha. Keisha won't even look Tiffany in the face. They get caught fucking and shit, and she just running like
I'm saying. She coming up in the house. You should have knocked first.
She got a key, nigga. She said she was gonna be there early. Emmett forgot. And
then I say I would tell her. I'm glad you reminded me. Give me that key, cause then I need to go in and give it to Keisha.
Then Keisha, she trying to study with a baby screaming in the dorm and mad at the people playing music. She about to have a mental breakdown, the baby crying, loud music. She trying to study, so she trying to suggest she move in with Emmett. You know what I'm saying? Because she can help out around the house. Nigga, you need to confront Tiffany first. I don't want to be with no scary ass girl like you. Scary ass.
She ain't scared.
She is scared. She's scared. She won't even look down Tiff in the eye.
Tiff ain't nobody to look in the eyes.
Yeah, that's your friend. Tiff, that's your best friend.
They ain't, obviously not. Obviously not.
Your best friend sitting there with your husband. If that's my best friend,
I wouldn't be fucking your man.
That's terrible. Terrible. So, that's all for the Shy, man. It's almost over.
If we had to rank the shows, I'm going to have to say P-Vac. They were in the right order.
Yes.
Because the Shy is definitely at the bottom.
Yes. Because it's just, it's not good this season. It's not good.
It's all right.
Like, the buddy, what's his name? Trig and... It's just...
Oh, yeah, Trig, little girlfriend.
Oh, I forgot about your boy. They did have a bright moment. He come
knocking up on the people door and realize that...
Yeah, she got company, nigga.
She got company. She fucking other peeps. And therefore, you thought that what y'all had was
exclusive, nigga. Like, nah, and nigga, it is not. You was a one-shot shawty, nigga.
Yeah, so And then Jason, he got the people to like him, and he went to meet his girlfriend's family.
She was trying to tell him not to mention his past, but he fucked around and slipped and said it. But he redeemed himself.
So. And the daddy actually liked him because he realized, like, you know, people got a past, and it's okay. Like, who are you now? And he was able to convince them that he's a good person and he'll do anything for their daughter. And he loved her. And, you know, and that made sense. Like, if you really care about her, it don't matter what you do because you're going to do the best you can for her and it's going to work. But when you around here with the bullshit, then it don't matter how much money you got because you can still be a piece of shit. So they embrace the relationship and look like they're going to be all right.
Yeah, that's what's up, so. That's all for the show. That's all for TV talk. Well, let's move on. It's time for Queen Germ's favorite time of the show. It's Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we call it around here, is when me and Queen Germ act out situations suggested by you, the listener, or sometimes we just make them up. This time, it's one we made up. And before we get to this improv, let me let y'all know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We did not take acting classes. Hell, we ain't got SAG cards. But every week we come here and we do this for you guys. Now, situation goes like this. Queen Jern, would you like to present the situation? Since this is one you came up with.
See, you don't have to do that.
I'm just giving you propers.
I don't need.
I mean, you can cook the situation better.
I don't need nobody coming to me with all of that, but nonetheless. So if we're gonna say this week our Bad Black Cinema, we want to set the stage. Okay. So we got a middle-aged couple. Uh-huh. They already have kids.
Okay.
Their kids are teenagers.
Okay.
And you know how the pandemic go, people get a little close. They've been hanging out with each other quite a bit, having some real good quality time. Wife, regular as they come, and this month missed the cycle.
Oh shit.
So, this is something, I mean, they're a married couple. They love each other. Mm-hmm. But this was not in the cards for them. Mm-hmm. So, the way it happens, the wife got to let this man know that, you know, we got some plans we got to make.
Oh, damn.
We need to figure out, you know, what we're going to do.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Action.
Hey, babe, how you doing?
What's going on, Brenda? How you doing?
I'm fine. What's wrong?
Oh, nothing, man. Just long day at work. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know how it is, man. You wouldn't understand. Being a black man and shit in America, you wouldn't get it. But what's going on, babe? What's up?
You feel like talking about something? I want to talk to you.
What's on your mind, babe? I mean, I'm good.
So, you know how...
You know how I hate when you bullshit like that, babe.
I'm in between jobs
right now. I ain't got time.
You just was busy.
I know,
tired.
But I'm saying, I mean, I got a couple more hours before. You know, I got to work tonight at the night shift thing, and so I took an extra shift at the plant. But what's up, babe?
Well, I'm glad you said that, cause we gonna need some extra money around here.
What'd you talk about?
So you know how we've been doing these little things lately. You know, we always been getting it in, but
I thought
that we was good, and I missed my cycle last month.
Cycle? Oh, okay. So.
Right, and then I went to the doctor. I got a test.
What?
Yeah.
Don't tell me. I'm seven weeks pregnant. Maybe we was a couple years away from being kid-free in this house. You done went and got pregnant?
No. I didn't go and get pregnant. First of all, we was together.
Hold on.
We was together.
I thought you got your tubes tied.
I mean, I guess that dick bust through the thing, because when I tell you, I can't believe it. But at the same time, I just feel like it's a blessing. Like, we are old enough
now. There ain't no damn blessing. Ain't no blessing. Baby, we're three years away from having kids. Talking about we're going to have a baby in the house?
Why?
And then
why
you
done
got your tubes tied? Like, who going to pay for this baby?
You going to pay for him.
Man.
I'm talking about you get another son. Like,
what if I get another daughter? I already got three daughters. I ain't got one son.
But this could be the time. That's what I'm saying. God is going to bless you. Really think that God would give us another baby at this time and it's not going
to
be a boy?
I was already resigned to being a girl's mom and I was cool with that.
A girl's dad.
Excuse me. You know what I meant. Man, I'm mad right now. Don't be trying to correct me.
I'm going
to
correct you because I'm having a baby. So whatever it is, it's going to be all right. So if it's a fourth girl or if it's the first boy, it's going to be fine.
We gotta go to this doctor that did this tiny tubes and see if we get a fucking refund or a credit or something. This shit ain't fucking right, man. He tied these damn tubes. How you get fucking pregnant? This,
I'm trying to tell you, it's a blessing. We old enough now, we could do a better
we
job.
We need a blessing now. I'm gonna fuck up to my eyeballs. Goddamn. Look, I'm up here working two fucking jobs. This shit fucking crazy.
We'll be
I'm
all
right. I'm trying to get these damn kids out of the house.
We'll be all right. It don't happen this way for nothing.
You keep saying that.
This is a blessing.
You keep saying that because you ain't got to do nothing.
What you mean? I go to work, nigga.
Hey.
I'm excited. I don't know what's wrong with you, but I am very thrilled.
Hey, I heard there's a football coach up in Michigan that said if you got an unwanted baby, he'll take the baby
in.
Oh,
that's what we're doing now?
I think we need to take this to that coach up in Michigan.
I'm not doing
because
that.
Because if he taking babies in, nigga, he can take this one in.
Nigga, because you finna piss me the fuck off.
I'm not trying to piss you off, baby.
You are.
But I'm just letting you know.
I mean, you should be excited.
How can I be excited when I paid to get the damn tubes tied? And now I got nothing.
I paid
to get the tubes tied so we wouldn't have another damn baby. Now we got a baby. I need to go either see that doctor, get a refund on them tubes, or we dropping this kid off with that football
coach. I ain't dropping
coach.
My kid off nowhere.
Cut. Bad Black Cinema, y'all. Y'all like to hear Situation? Send one in. We'll act it out. It don't matter what the situation is. We'll try to make it funny. Or just good. Or dramatic. Soon we're going to be getting real dramatic. We're going to have like a fucking storyline. It's going to be like Young and the Restless. Victor, you won't do me like this. It's going to be real gangster. What's time to read some rap lyrics? Over here we read rap lyrics. We read my office voice, our professional voice, our proper voice. It really don't matter as long as you read the goddamn lyrics. And this one, it's my turn. And this one goes a little something like this. Day by day, it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning, I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out the business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet and still, it's hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with. And then I worry free, but that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after. And if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me, it seemed like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this shit. But to me, she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me. That was the legend, Scarface. Dun, 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 with his second verse on Mind Playing Tricks on Me on the Ghetto Boys album. I was like, which verse I'm going to use? And I decided on that one. I should have did Willie D because his voice is a little more funny. But, you know, maybe down the road. Maybe down the road. HBCU Confessional time. HBCU Confessionals, when we go to the HBCU Confessional Twitter, we read some tweets and Kareem Jerm reacts. This one goes a little something like this. So me and this girl got into a really bad fight this summer. I snatched some of her hair out and performed a spell to bring her intense harm. I just read on Facebook she's dead now. I feel bad. Dillard. Queen Jerm, react.
Ain't no need for you to feel bad because what you had going on, I'm sure had nothing to do with the person being dead. It's just a coincidence. And maybe if you want to learn something out of the situation, stop thinking that you can put spells on folk. And if you did have anything to do with it, stop doing that shit too. Like, I mean, like, you mad at somebody. You done snatched their hair out. See, that's another reason why I don't fuck with y'all with that hair thing. If I'm out in the streets, I will wrap my hair up in a piece of tissue and stick that shit in my pocketbook. I will bring it home and I will dispose of it properly. I ain't finna just leave my hair floating and dropping all over the place for other random people can pick it up and probably do some harm to me. But again, I say.
So you believe in spells?
I believe, I have respect for the spirit world. And I believe in God. The Bible even speaks of smaller gods. So therefore, it's out there. So I ain't gonna say it ain't out there. But you got to really believe in it and know about it enough to deal in all of that type stuff. But again, I say, if you honestly feel like you had something to do with the death of this person, you should be shamed because whatever you had, it was petty. Whatever the thing was, it wasn't nothing that you should have been worth putting no spell on nobody. And I really don't believe that person did it because you ain't really got. She probably ain't got no power. You ain't got.
No.
I don't know. But if you talking about something, now you feeling bad here. You can't bring them back to life. You need to feel bad.
You knew what it was.
You got to go for.
That was what you was hoping for, right?
Yeah. Use your power for good now. Now that you've tested your power.
Yes.
You know you might have some. Yes. Then the next time,
use them for good.
Do some good shit.
Don't put a spell on nobody no more for bad. Look, put some good mojo on somebody. You know?
So, yeah, that's some foolery.
Okay. I feel the same way. Covered it all. And now them people doing the podcast when they ain't got nothing to say. Oh, yeah, I feel the same way. Yeah, you covered. Nigga, what? So you ain't got nothing to say?
Nothing.
So you ain't got nothing to say. I love when people do that on the show. I'm like, motherfucker, say something. Oh, no, you pretty much summed it up. No, motherfucker. I didn't bring you on here to tell me I summed it up, nigga. I want to hear your motherfucking opinion. But, yeah. So that's the HBCU Confession. Go check them out on Twitter. Read these wild-ass stories. School finna start, so the story's finna kick up. Ooh, woo. It's finna be scandalous.
Is it?
Yes. Keep it 100 time. Queen Jerome, do you have a keep it 100?
Yes. My keep it 100 is tell me that you love me while I'm still here.
100.
Keep it 100. It don't matter what nobody else think. It don't matter how you got to do it. Convince me. Convince me that you say you love me. Convince me that those words are true. That's my declaration. That's my keep it 100.
All right. Queen Jerome with a keep it 100. My keep it 100 go a little something like this.
No response.
I mean, you know.
A lot of times you don't even let me get my keep it 100 out before you have to tell me something.
I'm learning to be a better host and letting the co-host talk.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm learning, what's that called? Podcast etiquette.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what, you know, it's part of my professionalism. You know what I'm saying? I keep 100 is this, man. Sick of all you rappers asking for peace, but you rap about violence.
100.
I recently saw 21 Savage asking the people to put the guns down in Atlanta and stop all the shooting and shit. But my nigga, do you not? Can I read some 21 Savage lyrics real quick to you?
No.
To you real quick?
You read them the next time.
I just want to. I just want to read some. No. Yeah, I ain't gonna read too many, but I'm just gonna give you some quick 21 Savage lyrics. You know, because
he's trying to help y'all understand what's art and what's reality. If this is art and he giving y'all the shit from, you know, whatever experiences that he's had, he's just recapping something that has happened in his environment. Doesn't mean that we need to continue what he's singing about. That's just an isolated incident that he's summarizing for you.
But
separate that from your real life.
But that's not the kind of energy you put up there.
I'm just saying.
I just clicked on one.
Y'all
song
play
real
on
quick.
Them killing games. Y'all ain't stopped buying that shit.
But yeah, again, I don't want to see Grand Theft Auto come out and say, "Hey, we need to put all the guns down." No, nigga, you can't do that. 21 Savage spent $1,000 just to sip. Put that motherfucker in the VIP. Got that motherfucker on my hip. I'ma squeeze. We ain't really with all that internet shit. I be killing that shit. See what I'm saying? Listen, 21 Savage and you all rappers that talk that murder shit, don't be out here screaming peace when all you rap about is fucking the demise. So chill with that. It don't make no sense. So, that's my keep 100.
Okay. Well said.
Yes. Winner loser time. Queen Jerome, do you have any winners?
Yes, my winner this week is the Honda Battle of the Bands
winner
that is showcasing various HBCUs. So, of course, you've seen lots and lots of different things. The episode 4 is entitled Unity, and one of the best HBCUs out there is highlighted in that one. So, check it out.
That will be who?
The Florida Agricultural and Mechanical University.
Okay.
I said one of. There's 120 some odd HBCUs, so it's a lot of them. We all have our specialties, and we're all great, but I just really think that it's a great thing because Honda making all this money off the Battle of the Bands, mm-hmm. the least they can do is showcase these schools so that more students would be interested in attending HBCUs, and I think it's an awesome way to get that exposure, especially to some of the smaller universities and colleges. Mm-hmm. So shout out to the Honda Battle of the Bands.
Shout out to Honda, man. Good doing good things in the community, man. Put some money back in there. We appreciate it. We will appreciate it. My winners, man, Drake, Nicki, and Wayne.
Winner.
They just put on OVO Fest. I think it was in, like, Toronto or some shit like that. And all three of them were in attendance on stage. You know what I'm saying? You know, we had all three of the Young Money superstars on one stage. So, y'all my winners for putting all y'all differences aside. Doing it for the fans, because that was a big moment for this generation. You know, like having those three big superstars on one stage. And Wayne looked ridiculous. Wayne had on some clothes that was way too big. Like, he looked ridiculous. And it was disgusting. So, anyway, but other than that, like, the real funny moment was Nicki walked over to Drake, and he was doing something. She's like, "Do you still got COVID?" And then she backed out.
Really?
Yeah, it was so funny, man. So, yeah, man. So check that. Those are my winners for the week, man. You got any losers, Queen Jern?
Oh, yeah. My loser is none other than the person you voted for, our former president, Donald Trump.
Loser.
Because this week, the FBI had...
At the time of this recording.
Yes, what you said. His Mar-a-Lago home in Florida was searched unannounced, and they confiscated quite a few things. So hopefully, this would be some evidence that we need for this case to handle our business. Now, the FBI come to your house now.
I'm the president. Yeah. You can't send no local police. You got to send the feds. Yeah. You can't send nobody else.
They came on up
no
in
sheriffs,
there.
No sheriffs, nah, nigga. Agents, somebody they
broke,
coming
they
to
They broke open his safe. Woo! They got some documents up
they
out
doing
there.
Everything they can to keep him off that ballot in 2024, yes. Boy. They try to put, hey, they don't understand they're making more of a legend of him by all these charges, because if he beat these charges, this nigga come out talking shit. Yeah. And you know how we love a nigga that beat the system now. You know, hey. America loves somebody to beat the system. Y'all better be careful.
They said,
make it stick. If y'all go try to get him, make it stick.
His supporters was outside making noise.
They were out there
defending his honor. So come they on. Said the people done came, it's ran ridiculous. Up in there. Yeah, they not trying to see this.
They doing whatever they can to keep that man out that ballot in 24. Boy, that shit crazy.
Yep. So man. He not having a good day.
Yeah, he not. Yeah, that so. Nigga is on the ropes like Rocky and them, nigga. Ooh, shit. My loser, man, Irv Gotti, man.
Loser.
Irv Gotti was on Drink Champs, and he was talking about how Ashanti made the song Happy after they had sex, and he was talking about fucking Ashanti. Like, nigga, this was 20-some years ago. Why are you on here pillow talking with Nori and them and Ja Rule?
And there's a significant age difference in them?
Yes.
So why would you think that that's even something that you should
talk
about?
You know what I'm saying? Like, she was 20. You was like, you like what?
At least
Irv
30.
Was at least 30 then.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He wasn't no young nigga. And so, Irv, man, you out here, that shit whack. It don't make you don't get no points for that.
I mean, and what are
like,
you doing now,
like, niggas didn't know that you, like, why you telling niggas you fucked Ashanti? Like,
yeah,
because
you beat, because that was a, that probably might have been a charge. Because you might have met her when she was damn 17. And then now you want to tell somebody because
yeah,
the
like,
shit,
yeah, we was,
you know, like, nah, you know, bro. Yeah.
And he just kept keep mentioning it, like, yourself. The whole show. Like, so what, bro? Like, damn, how many times you going to mention that shit?
And you probably wasn't doing them a grooming because clearly y'all
exactly.
Wasn't in a real relationship after
you know,
that.
Mikael's tell me he do with the ladies. You know, he do this. He, yeah, whatever, man. So, Irv, man, you my loser this week for the pillow talking.
But the thing is, she ain't talking about your dick.
She ain't mention you, nigga. Mm-mm. Fuck out of here, Irv.
So... It was insignificant.
Exactly. Still count, though.
It don't count. Still I done told count. Y'all, the shits that don't... If I ain't bust no nut, that shit ain't count.
Hey, fuck all that.
That's just me. Mm-mm. That's the way
your
I roll.
Your hoe and deleted 18, and then, you know, that everything after 18 count. Anything you
but
did...
But if I didn't have... I didn't start having sex till I was 18.
Well, okay, well, then, you miss your... You don't have no delete button.
Well, but shit, well, I'm going to delete it. Mm-mm. If the shit wasn't good, I'm going to delete
can't
it.
Can't delete it after 18.
Trust me.
It's on your jacket.
Trust me.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I'm just saying, hey, be real with yourself. If I ain't bust, you can count it, but I ain't counting that.
Most women don't bust during sex, though. That's the thing.
Like, but it happens.
That's like, that ain't, you ain't supposed to come every time.
You are.
No, you're not. Not
you don't shit. You don't understand how good that feels. That should be your goal. If you don't make me do that, then that mean that whatever you got to do with your hand or whatever else after the fact, you got yours. Make sure that lady get theirs.
Mine is inevitable.
Okay, but mine like ain't. Thanos. So that means put in the
yours,
work.
Yours is a crapshoot.
It ain't no crapshoot because I'm guaranteed to get mine if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Okay, if you say so. But that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's
why the people can keep buying these toys, cause these niggas is falling halfway. Man. That don't make no sense. And you can't be okay if that product is out there like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a call of additive, you know. Women don't need to, like, older women today wouldn't need to bust nuts like this and shit. Like, why y'all so fucking?
Because we are not aware of what our body can do. That shit's supposed to feel good. You ain't supposed to be over here doing what you're doing and just going like you're going to the bathroom on a nigga. Yeah. You supposed to be coming over here to give me some pleasure, and it's an even exchange. Even wow. Swap, no swindle.
Even swap, no swindles, what they yes. say. But shoot. That's all the outline. It's that time of show where I ask Queen Germ, do you have any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, and the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that represents the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
My shout-outs go a little something like this. Shout-out to Be Easy, Sar Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, RT3, Manika J. Will, Stack, Static, MJ Money 9S, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from D.C., Gerard from Boston. Shout-out to Gerard from Boston. He dropped through in the bro chats on Friday night, man. That was really cool, man. He was a funny dude, man. Okay. So shout-out to Gerard from Boston. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to Paper J from B-More, Steph from B-More, Dragon Lady, Amazing AP, Nanita, Sleazy the Black Farmer, Doc Claw, everybody over at that site, 12 Cal, the 12 Cal Podcast. We got Eclectic and the EDP. We got Corey Dos Equis, I'm Something Else, Power Lunch Hour. We got Pork, L, Miss Minnie Meeks, Cool Out Corner. They was in Atlanta this week. They was on, I think it was 105, some iHeart radio station in Atlanta.
Okay.
So shout out to them.
Turn
that was dope.
Up.
Good look for the... Hey, dope. That was a dope look, man. That was real dope. Shout out to them. Shout out to... we got that. Dr. Abrasive. We got that disrespectful motherfucking MJ. We got Dr.
Hey,
Cam's
MJ.
Barbecue. Long live K-Law, the truck driver. That's the Dr. Abrasive Network. That's also the Black Pod Squad. Go check them out. We dope. BlackPodSquad.com. You know, that's a site to just see a collective of creators. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the podcasts that fuck with us. Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game. JR from WVN Commonplace. Shout out to JR. We got something in the mix. Some little wrestling show coming together. Not a show, but just one episode. We talking to different podcasts, getting their top 10 wrestlers. So if you want to be included, just hit me up. You know what I'm saying? We might make a dope show out of this. So shout out to him from WVN Commonplace. Shout out to Jay from the Cognac Room. Shout out to Rodis. Rodis Live. We also did an episode with Rodis. It's called Cream of the Crop. Go check Rodis Love episode out. We did an episode with a couple of people. Shout out to Ringo. We Need to Talk. Unpopular Opinion. Any other podcast to fuck with us. Let me see. Shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Shout out to No Ma'am Gang. And anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Yes. That's it. Shout outs in the books. It's time to ask Queen Germ. Give your show a rating. Since you are a person, would you like to give your show a grade, or would you like to stick with a rating?
I'm fine with a rating.
Okay, I thought about that today.
That's like, kind of cute, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since today, as we are recording, it is exactly 12 days away from my special day. Now, y'all know I celebrate from the 1st to the 31st of August, but the actual day that the queen was born is August the 21st. So today is 12 days away from that day. And I'm starting to get excited. Very excited. I don't really have plans, but I know that King Germ and his prince, our prince and princesses will have something very special planned for me. Mm. Now, if nothing else, if we get the things that's in my cart, y'all are safe. But I just want to say, you know, as I count down and I reflect over the last so many years of my life, and I'm thankful for every last one of them, I just would have to say I put it all on wax. We pushed through something major to do this show tonight. So I got to rate the show a 9.
Wow. All of that. Well, my rating go a little something like this, man. I'm going to give this show a 9.6 because that's the year Outkast ATLians came out.
Really? Not the year that we graduated from high school?
Yeah. I don't like giving too many identifying factors. I tried to keep the anonymous. So,
if the people listening to the end of the show, they deserve to know a little more about us.
Exactly. Cool. But yeah, I'm going to give it a 9.6.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, got the reins out of the way. We got the shout outs away. Don't forget to like, subscribe, download the Frocast by going to Frocast.com or any other digital service provider. Don't forget about our voicemail. You call in at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about Patreon. You can join for as little as a dollar by going to NappyAfro.club. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. Oh, and after I say don't forget to buy a fucking shirt, bitch, don't forget to go follow Nappy Afro on Twitch. Ooh. Bars.
Bars.
So, do all that shit that makes us happy. You know what I'm saying? You know, we had 8 Patreons in the last 2 weeks. That's dope. You know what I mean? So, shit. Shout out to everybody. Thank y'all for listening. Like Queen Germ said, we pushed through a lot of adversity. You know what I'm saying? To do this episode, to put it all on the line. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to be honest. It was rough, but we are professionals. We made it happen. So, on behalf of everyone in the Nappy Afro Studios, it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com